This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As the European Union announces financial sanctions against Belarusian officials blamed for election fraud and abusive protesters, hundreds gathered in the Minsk streets Wednesday evening. The demonstrators were defying a new order from President Alexander Lukashenko. Meanwhile, pressure is mounting on Belarus's authoritarian leader to resign as more protesters take to the streets. AP's correspondent Karen Chames reports.
As authorities resumed detentions of protesters who were filling the streets of central Minsk, opposition leaders ratcheted up the pressure on the government by forming a coordination council to push for a new election. Several dozen people were detained in front of the Minsk tractor factory, where workers had been on strike for several days. The council was formed to facilitate peaceful transition of power and denounced by Lukashenko as an attempt to seize power in the country. Earlier in the week, opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya urged the international community and EU leaders to intervene.
I call on you not to recognize these fraudulent elections. Mr. Lukashenko has lost all the legitimacy in the eyes of our nation and the world.
I'm Karen Chames.
Lukashenko denies manipulating the election. The EU, which held an emergency summit on the crisis, also rejected Lukashenko's re-election in a disputed vote on August 9th. The head of the European Commission said it would reroute 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus away from the government. Reuters reports the African Union has suspended Mali's membership in response to the ouster by soldiers of its president and government in a coup. The Peace and Security Department made the announcement Wednesday. The suspension will last until constitutional order is restored, and the group demanded the release of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and other senior officials. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris will unleash her prosecutorial skills against President Donald Trump Wednesday. She will address the Democratic National Convention as presidential nominee Joe Biden's running mate. The former prosecutor from the U.S. state of California is making history as the first Black woman and South Asian American on a major presidential ticket. Harris is expected to aggressively press the case against the Republican president's reelection November 3rd. Also speaking on the third night of the party convention are Barack Obama, the nation's first Black president, former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, who lost to Trump in 2016, and more. As Democrats gathered virtually Tuesday, President Trump traveled to two key battleground states, Iowa and Arizona. He also sought to curry favor with women voters with a pardon earlier in the day of women suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. Anthony protested during the 1870s and was convicted of voting illegally because she was a woman. Meanwhile, speaking at a metal fabricator in Wisconsin, Vice President Mike Pence says Joe Biden would derail the America's comeback from the coronavirus pandemic.
To bring America's economy all the way back, we don't need Joe Biden's agenda of higher taxes and more regulation. We need four more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
Republicans will hold a similar series of convention events next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second term. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, voanews.com. Iran has now passed the 20,000 mark of deaths due to the new coronavirus, 153 of them coming in the past 24 hours, according to the health ministry spokesperson. There are more than 350,000 total cases in Iran, one of the worst hit countries from the outbreak in the Middle East. United Nations officials in the Sudan have sent out an urgent appeal for life-saving assistance to citizens, including the hundreds of thousands of people affected by floods. Officials are asking for $1.6 billion after recent flooding caused by heavy rain affected 17 of Sudan's 18 states. A UN spokesperson in Khartoum said more than 20,000 houses were destroyed and another 20,000 were damaged by the floods. About 2,000 drinking water sources are now contaminated or non-functional, which is depriving citizens of access to clean water. Heavy rain is forecast for coming weeks. The U.S. is imposing sanctions on two United Arab Emirates-based companies, saying they provided support to U.S. blacklisted Mahan Air. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement it blacklisted UAE-based Parthia Cargo and Delta Parts Supply FZC.